people that are saying Anusim Hayinu Rak Basmanu.
What does that mean?
They say that we did this for a mamonistic reason. We signed the Sheker because of mamonism. But if they were to say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashis, then they would be believed even in the Sefer. So let's understand Rami Bar Chama. There are two parts to Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is learning the whole Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. So what's the beginning of the Mishnah? That they're believed to say Ksav Yedei Nuzeh Aval Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin. And Anusim Machmas Mamin is something they were not supposed to do. They're supposed to sign falsely for financial gain. Right? This is the Sefer, but it goes in the Reisha too. He's saying the whole Mishnah is Anusim Machmas Mamin, right? So Rami Bar Chama is going on the Sefer. He's saying the entire Mishnah is talking in the case of Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin. So the end of the Mishnah is very good. The end of the Mishnah says that if they say that we signed and we did it for financial gain, so they're not believed. Why are they not believed? The Sefer, why are they not believed to say they did it for financial reasons? Why? They are. Why can't they say that they did it for financial gain? Because they know they're Masari Russia. They can't make themselves psulim. They can't say about themselves that they're puzzled that they did this Aveira. That's what Rashi says. Lav kol kamino l'shavi nashaya rishoyim. So safe is good. What about the Reisha? Why is it that in the Reisha they could say it? Why in the Reisha they could say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin? Why? So Rashi says, Migul, Rashi, in the Rashi, Elisharim Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin, the whole Rashi explains the Sefer. And the last line of Rashi, Rashi says, V'Reisha, Taima. Why are they believing the Reisha? Mishum, HaPeshas, HaPeshet. Because they have a Migul. Therefore, with a Migul, we don't say that, we say that they can make themselves Rishon. We had two ways to learn the Mishnah, either with Migul or without Migul. Rami Bar Chama, I don't believe there are two ways to learn Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says that in the Reisha you can make yourself a Russian. Other Mesim Atzmei Russia in the Reisha. So other Mesim Atzmei Russia. Why? Edom and I, Edom can't come into bed and say that we did an Aveira, they're not believed. Must be. Because they have a Migul, like Rashi says. So I don't think that there's any dispute that Rami Bar Chama holds a Migul in our Mishnah.
Why
Tesis is Teretz, Rami Bar Chama, I, in other Mes Matzrei Rasha. Maybe. Depends on how the Mes Matzrei Rasha works. Not only on Rav Bechavis Pshat in the Mishnah, but on the Rav, on the second lashon of the Gemara, Rav is going to say. That's talking about the fascists, right? Or perhaps. We have discussed in the past Dein Adam Eisim Asmei Rasha. Why? Why can't a person come to Bez and say he's a Rasha? What's the reason that a person can't come into Bez? Then in America there's a law that a person cannot be forced to incriminate himself. There's no such thing in halacha. If a person walks into Bez and says, I owe somebody money, well, owing money for sure. But it's not that a person can't be forced to incriminate himself, it's that a person not believed. Why can't a person come into Bez and say that he's a Rasha? So we had two mahalchim in Ein Adam Eisim Atzmei Rasha. One reason is that the Torah forbids a person for saying if they're bearing witness against a relative, any relative. Well, if you can't say witness about a relative, Adam Karavet Salatma, you're your closest relative. And therefore, there's a technical reason that you can't say Edis, because Adam Karavet Salatma. That is Rashi Shita in general, all over Shas. Rashi, whenever the issue of Ein Adam Eisem Atzmei Rasha comes up, Rashi seems to always stick it in. Rashi does it twice here on the page. Here in the Rashi, Shomer Manusim Hayinu Machmas Mamin, Rashi says to Adam Karavei Tzal Atzmai. And lower in the third wide line, Ein Adam Eisem Atzmei Rasha, Rashi says, Ein Einem Alifzal Atzmai Mechaz Kasei, the Karav Hu Eitz Tzal Atzmai, the Karav Pasal Aitz. So Rashi says that it's a psul kurva. Ein Adam Eisem Atzmei Rasha is because you're a Karav to yourself, and it's a technicality that a person cannot say this against the relative.
How about the Hidras Mamin?
He could. We learned that out of a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim by Maida b'Miktas, he who's there. That if a person's Maida, he owes money, that the person could, is believed. So he's believed to say he owes someone money, but he's not believed to say about himself that he's a Rosh.
Is that like hugging in the words?
Well, normally when you say he owes someone money, he has nothing to do with Rishis. You're just saying I borrowed money. Or Sabizu Shalavicha, you're not saying any Avera, so normally there's no question. What? Well, fortunately, we assume everybody's a tzaddik. If not a tzaddik, at least a kosher. I don't think halacha makes a difference in Edis if you're a kosher or a tzaddik. So since we assume that you're a kosher, you don't need to be based on Asmei Kosher.
The Karav campaign is that moment.
There's a second reason, and this is Taisus Shita of Metzia, that a person can't make himself a Rasha because of a Chashash Meshaker. Because when a person says things about himself, we're always suspicious that he has some ulterior motive for saying it. Even though he's saying something that's to his own detriment. It's something that's not good for him. But things are complicated. You never know. A person about himself has no nemanis. The Rambam as well holds that ain't no demesim atzmei Rasha because he has no nemanis. A person, we cannot trust a person about himself. It comes out of tremendous nafgamina and havana, the two reasons. Rashi's reason is not a lack of trust. Rashi's reason is a technicality. You can't say this about yourself because you're related to yourself and a relative can't say this. It's a technical reason. The reason of the Rambam and Taisvis is because we can't trust a person about himself. A person has no mnemonics about himself. Nafkamina would be if a person is coming to Bezdin not as a witness but as a baldover. He's testifying in Bezdin as about something that's negeya to him personally, about his business practices. Negeya as a din Torah with somebody else, and explains his business practice. And from his words, we see he's a Rasha. From the way he explains his business, we see that he steals. So we see that he does Ivan Nisa Ribis. Is it possible for a person in such a case to make himself a Russian? To be trusted to make himself a Russian? If you hold that Ein Oda Mesa Matzmei Russia is a Psul Kurva, only when it comes to Edis is a Karav possible. Kurva is a Psul and Edis. A Baldavar, someone who's testifying as a defendant in Bezdin, he can speak about himself, even though he's related to himself. So then he'd be believed to make himself a Rosh. However, if you say, because of Chashash Meshaker, that we just don't trust him, so then we still don't trust him. We still don't trust him. So we can't make him apostle just because he says he's apostle.
That's like we learned something out of what he said.
We never know. We never know about a person about himself. We never know. He says this. Why is he saying it? Every baldover has a motive to try to say things about himself. So Baldover is all I had as a title. But not the other thing. It's a case where a man walks into bed and says, my son is a Ben Gurusha. He's a Kayin. He walks into Bezdin and he says, my son is a Ben Gurusha. So the Gemara says he's believed. Of course, Yakir. There's the concept of Yakir, that a man is Neman to say about his son the status of his child. Yakir, that's how we know a bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah. How can you trust a boy that he's 13? Because he says he's 13. His father says he's 13. You should need two witnesses. Unless he's so big that he can tell he's bar mitzvah. But you have a little kid, you can't tell if he's bar mitzvah or not. You know he's bar mitzvah. That's all part of the Gzeres HaKasuv, that a father has nemanis on his child. That a father has nemanis on his child to say that he's bar mitzvah. Question will be, what about a yasin? But a father has nemanis about his child to say that he's bar mitzvah. His child could say he's a mamzer. He could say he's a bachar. He could say he's a ben gurush. Kasha is, if a Kayid says the son is a Ben Grusha, what's he saying? He's saying I married a Grusha. He's saying I married a Grusha. He's saying that he's a Russian. He's saying he didn't have Eira. How can a Kayid say that he married a Grusha? So, Taisa Shita is that he can only say it if he says that he was a Shaygig. That when he married this woman, he didn't know she was a Grusha. And it's something that came out later. That's the only time he's believed to say that his son is a Ben Grusha. Taisus is Lashitasa. Because Taisus is saying that we're suspicious of an ulterior motive. Taisus is saying we're suspicious of some ulterior motive. And maybe he has some reason to say that he married a Ben Grusha to make himself apostle. Could be that's why Taisa says you have to say you're not making yourself a Rashi. However, according to Rashi Shita, that Adam Karavetz Alatzmai, that the reason you can't make yourself a Rashi is because you're apostle to be an aid. Rashi holds, this man is coming to Bezni, saying Avis. My son is a Ben Grusha. So, according to Taisa, she's lying if he says he did it for Bezni. So he says he did it, but it's very good. He's not believed, and that's why Taisa says only Shagatis. Rashi, however, learns that Eino de Mesa Matzmei Rasha is a Psul Kurva, Psul being related. In this Haggadah Seidus, which the Torah gave him in Emanis, despite the Kurva, the Torah gave him a specific power to say Eidus despite Kurva. According to Rashi, even if he says Mesa or Yisi, he'll be believed. There's no psul kurva. This is an edus which is exempt from psul, the psul of being irrelevant. According to Rashi, it would be an afkamina between them.
So
now,
in
what? That may be. If that's so, then what I'm saying is not true. But nevertheless, this example illustrates the afkamina. He's making his son apostle. And that the Torah specifically gives him the right to do. Even though it's his son and is a Kurva, he's nevertheless believed to say his son is apostle. Yakir lost his life, Yishnayim. See, the Torah says that a father could say which son is a Bachar. Now, if he has two sons, one is older than the other, and he says the younger one is the Bachar. What's he saying about the older one? He said, the older one's a mamzer. My wife had him from someone else. So here we learn the Torah gave a father power to designate the status of his child. And that's because there's a concept that is believed. What? What?
How works for the mother?
No, B'chal opinion. Now the main afkamina between the two shittas, in Svara at least, does a migu help to remove ein adam eisa matzmei rasha? Can a migu work to take off ein adam eisa matzmei rasha? So I think it follows very logically If you hold, Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh is a psul that is your relative, the technical psul, so what does it help if you have a migul? What's a migul going to do for you? He's still your relative. You can't say it's about a relative with a migul without a migul. So if he's your relative, a migul cannot remove Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh. However, if Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh, Taisa Shita is a chash mishaker. If Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh, the reason you can't say something about yourself that's negative is because we suspect you of lying. Then it makes sense that if you have a migul could remove Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh. A migul should be able to give you trust, because migul gives trust, and Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh started in trust. So the migul would be a way to undo Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh.
When he says Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh, that he has ulterior motive, that he wants to say this time because he wants to gain something. And the first thing migul is saying, I would have said this other time, it's like I'm better off with the other time. But by Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh also saying that, no, really, you do want this time because there's something you want to get.
It to be the side thing that you would like to gain.
Yeah.
So let's see how that works. In our case, he comes into Bezin. He says, it's true I signed the shtar, but I'm a Russian. I was on the first moment, I'm a Russian. So we tell him, Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh. He says, 1 minute, I have a migul. What do we do with that migul? Right, he came into Bezin. He said, I'm a Russian, and therefore I'm not trusted. So we say, Nitesis, we don't believe you. We're afraid you're lying. So now we say, you have a migul. With that migul, you could have ruined the shtar a different way. So now we're going to trust you, legabe ruining the shtar. We'll trust you to say that the shtar is not a good shtar. So the migul will undo the damage of your lack of nemanus. What Yankee's asking is that no, maybe the reason he said I'm a Russia is he has some other reason to say he's a Russia. And Mimele, that was what motivated him to say it. So maybe the migul shouldn't help Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh. It's a bit of a time. I'll explain. But first of all, this you'll all agree with me, that if Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh is a psul kurva, then migul makes no sense. L'chayra. Migul makes no sense. If it's a chsar nemanis, so then maybe migul could help. You know? What is Rami Bar Chama doing in our Gemara? Rami Bar Chama is saying that a migul, or at least the Pesha Aser, takes off Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh. Isn't that what he's saying? What is Rami Bar Chama saying? Lo Shanu Lo Shanu Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh. The Mishnah is talking Machmas Mamin. And the Reisha says that they're believed. Why are they believed? So Rashi says, B'Reisha Mishum Pesha Aser Pesha Yeter. How does the Pesha Hitter, Migul, take off Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh? Svarim. How does that work? If you hold to Psul Kurva, it's almost impossible to understand. How does a Migul take off a Psul Kurva? Elamai, it's a Psul Chashash Meshaker. If it's a Chashash Meshaker, I think we could argue, at least it's possible to say, that Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh should, that the migul should take off it. Ein Adam Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh means we don't trust you. The migul gives you more nemanis, so therefore it works.
But their claim is that they're crazy. It's not like they're crazy saying, believe me, even though I'm a karmic because I have a migul. They're saying, believe me that I'm a karmic because I have a migul. Believe me that I am a karmic.
Believe me to say this about my karmic. Not believe me that I'm a car. Believe me, I want to say this about myself, that I took it machmas mamon. That I did this machmas mamon. Believe me, this I'm saying on myself, that I did this. Because I have a migul. In the ratio. Right? Lo shanu, amish this talk, yishamun is a machmas mamon. Which means in the ratio you would be believed. Why you believe? Because you have a pesha aser that undoes the chsarin of the Meisei Me'emar Hatzim Rosh. So the point that I'm making is that L'chaira makes no sense How does a Migul take off Ein Adam Eisem and Asri Rasha? If Ein Adam Eisem and Asri Rasha, you can't say this is about your relative. If a person can't say this is about his relative, a Migul's not going to help him. How's the Migul going to help him? Yes?
Maybe we can understand the Mishnah and say something like, we could say we were forced as children, and we were small, so they do, and we didn't know then that because we were karov, we were pussy. Now that we're older, and looking retrospectively, we know that because we're karov, we were pussy. So
the case of karov, I agree, but what about the case of anusim machvas mamon? The case where they say, we signed the shtar because we had a financial benefit from it. Rabbi Bar Chava says, "Loi shanu ela shamru anusim achmas mamon." Our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says the word anusim hayinu, it means we did it for financial gain. So, the seifa I understand the ratio. If the word anusim means financial gain, how could they say aval anusim hayinu? They're saying I did this for financial gain, which means I'm saying I'm a Rasha. How can they say that? He wasn't a child. Ketanami was a separate thing. He's a separate thing. Yeah, and
what if we learn it that they're all talking about the same character?
It's clear that he's not saying I was an honest anakot and an apostle Aedis. The three independent cases. And Nusamayinu, that separate case is the problematic case. So it seems that if you go up Psul Kurva, it wouldn't make sense. The problem is that Rashi says Psul Kurva on this Gemara. Rashi on this Gemara says Ein Adam Eisem Asri Rasha because Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai, and yet Rashi wants it to work with a Migul. How's it going to work with a Migul? Ein Adam Eisem Asri Rasha, how's that going to work with a Migul? How's the Migul going to do it? If it's a shash that you're lying, perhaps, even then we could argue. But if it's a Psul Kurva, very difficult to follow. Svar of Rabbi Racham. How does Migul take off Ein Adam Eisem Asri Rasha? This is the problem. This is the problem with our Gemara. If you learn Ein Adam Eisem Asri Rasha Psul Kurva, this is the problem. A Migul doesn't take off Psul Kurva. You can't come into Bezin, say this about your brother, with a Migul that you could have made believe he's not your brother. Could have denied he's your brother. No such thing. Otherwise, every father could say this about his son. Every father has a Migul, he could deny it's his son. Here's their manus. So if you let him say this about his son, a Migul I could have denied, he's my son. There's no such thing. A Psul Kurva, a Migul doesn't help for.
Doesn't it help him say it's kind of tighter?
Maybe. The only way is if you say that Migul goes to Avkai Chataina. It's not in their manus. It's still a very big Kiddush. That with Kaya Chataina, I could say this about my Kurva. But since I could have done it a different way, since I said Xavier de Muse, so I could have denied this as my signature, so therefore believe me about myself, that I'm a Rosh. Must be. Probably the only way out. The enemy was Kaya Chataina, but it's not so smooth either.
So,
what?
If you say it's Kaya Chataina, then
the Migul would have to always work with the Karav. It's true. That's what I would say. At any rate, this is all Rami Bar Chama, which the Gemara now slugs up. The Gemara says, Amalei Rava kol kiminei. But Rava is different cash. Ki mishiga shavei nechayzer umagid. Bechitei mani mili alpeh. Avo bishtar loay. Amrei shlokish eitach sumana ashtar nas mishnach beidus and bebezdin. So what's where Rava's cash? Robert tells us a chiddush, and this is a chiddush we're going to have to discuss. Something called kayach hashtar. Shtar has a kayach to be like witnesses. Okay, we are going to discuss this next week. Shtar is like witnesses. From where does that come? That a letter, a piece of paper, could have a kayach like witnesses? So we'll have to get to that next week, why that's up. But this is a chiddush of this Gemara. That there's a kayach hashtar, that a piece of paper is considered to be like Eidus. So Mimela, if this piece of paper is like Eidus, then I'm saying something different. The shtar is like Eidus. And on that it was said, Amr Racham Aloshin Hashem on this Machmas the Fashis. Amr on this Machmas Machmas Manin, Ein Emanim, Etame, Ein Adem, Eis Matzorosh. So Rava comes along with the correct shot, what he says is correct, that we're talking about a Nusim Achmas Nefashis. So in the Sefer, why aren't you believed? Because you're Chayzer Magid. Because the Shtar is your first Haggadah Seid, this now is your second. In the Reisha, you are believed. Why are you believed in the Reisha? Why are you believed in the Reisha? Right, that's the next question. According to Rav. Right, first we talk like Rav Rachav, now we'll go like Rav. Kray to Rava, why are you Neman in the Reisha? When you said, Sav Yedeinu Avol, whatever, a new sin. Why you believed in the Reisha? Well, what's the kasha? Chayrakivin Shehegid Shevein Achayzer Omagid. No? He's a shtar. He's a shtar. We just said a shtar is Agadah Seidus. If the shtar is the Agadah Seidus, how could I come now and say something new? What's the answer to that? If Ishtar is our God to say this, how can I come now and say Avol Ketanim Ayinu? If Stam Shtar is written by Gedayim, how can I come now and say Avol Ketanim Ayinu Psuedis Ayinu? What? When I was Mekayim it, but I'm saying Sav Yedeinu says, no, it is Ishtar. What? What? Well, first I walk in, I say, this is my signature. Now, it's my signature, we assume that Kedailam wrote it. So how could I say, Aval Nusim Ayin? So I think Rashi asked this kasha. Rashi says, Rashi in the first wide line, El Dami Rats Nefashis, Nen Asnu, Tol Yimash Nashay Risham, the Kiva Dalai Lissam Chinan, Habitech Kedai Dibra Akrula Sadusay, Peshasa Hitam. As Rashi said, why you believe? I, the shtar is I got to say this. So Rashi says you're doing it take a day deep. What Rashi means is the following. I wrote a shtar January 1st. I'm a witness. I signed a shtar January 1st. 6 months later, it's July, we go to Bezdin, and there's no kiyum on the shtar. So I tell the Bezdin, Ksav Yadi, it's my signature. Now, every shtar is like a Haggadah Seidus. When? When was the Haggadah? January 1st or June 1st? Or July 1st? Do we say a shtar is a Haggadah when it's written? Or do we say a shtar is a Haggadah when I'm Mekayim it? When is the Haggadah Seidus? Well, when is the Haggadah Seidus? When I signed it or when I'm Mekayim it? Rashi clearly learns when I'm Mekayim it. Rashi says, Teich Kedei Dibor of the Shtar is my saying Avol Ketanim Ayinu. So Rashi learns that the Haggadah Seidus and the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar and the words Avol Ketanim Ayinu are Teich Kedei Dibor of each other. So clearly Rashi learns that I've got to say this is when I'm a Kayin Nishtar. Which is fine. Now what that means in practical words is that if we go back to our two ways of learning the Mishnah. Okay, go back to the Mishnah. We have two ways to learn. The question now is in the Reisha, I'll ask you a question. In the Reisha, Kibishig Shavena Chayzo Magid. If a person signed a shtar and it's like Eidus, how could he say Ketanim Ayinu? That's the question. What's going to happen is like this. You have to bear in mind, you have two ways to learn, right? Kayach Nigu or a Kayach of Eidus. Now the question is, Kiva Shehegid. Right, that's the Kasha. Okay, Kiva Shehegid, Shulam Chayzer Magid. How can he say Eidus now? So, one way to learn, we don't have to use any migos. Just say that it's kula agadah achas. It's all one agadah, take a day dibur. Right? A day dibur. Right? And then we resolve the problem of kibishigin. It's all one agadah. Kibishigin shemei nechai zirabagin. Mamela, you can learn the Mishnah without anything, nothing to do with amigo. Right? Nothing to do with amigo. Kulay of the Achasi, and that's it. Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva Eger both learn the shita that holds migul. Reb Akiva Eger holds migul. He learns that the migul removes the problem of kiddush eidah. He learns that really it would be a problem of kiddush eidah shavena chayzer magid. Why does Reb Akiva Eger hold that way? Because Reb Akiva Eger holds the haggadah of the shtar is January 1st. It's not when you're Makai in the shtar, it's when you sign the shtar. So when you sign the shtar, that's the Haggadah. So then, how could you say now, Ketanim Ayinu? So Rebbe Akiva Eger, this is why you need the Migul. We had the Kash on this chat was on Mishnah's Migul, so we asked, who needs a Migul? It works without Migul, it works just on Zaydis. Who needs a Migul? The answer is, you don't need a Migul. We need a migul because we have a problem of kibbutz shigah shavena chayzer umagid. How gives you a right to say the second Haggadah say this? The answer is, I have a kayach atah, I can say this again. Because I have a migul. And the migul is what gives me the kayach. So this question of kibbutz shigah shavena chayzer umagid is the question of whether you shall learn the Mishnah, it's a din edis or a din migul. If you learn that kula haggadah achas, so then you don't need a migul. If you learn it's not kula haggadah achas, then you don't need a migul. All right, what do we say? Which way does Rashi learn of these two pshatim? Migul or without migul? And what do we say? We said migul. Why do we say migul? Why do we say Rashi learns Migul? Huh? Why do we say Rashi learns Migul? Not a trick question. Rashi says it in the Mishnah, right? Rashi in the Mishnah says Migul, and Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara says Migul. Right? Rashi says Migul. By Kima Shehigit, which way does Rashi say it? Huh? Rashi says Kula Agod Achasi. Rashi says, "B'tash take the dibar close to the sahatu side." So it may be. I think I saw this in one of the mafarshim. I don't remember which. That Rashi only says migul in the havamin of the Gemara. In Rami Bar Chama, explains the Mishnah also according to the havamina. Rami Bar Chama needs migul, as I explained before. When we learn Rami Bar Chama, we learn Das Migul. But it could be that Rashi's made in the maskana that you don't need a migul. That's kula haggadah achasim. So it could be that in Rava, which is saying that Rami Bar Chama is safer it now, Rashi will be made this in the way of Shleimeg learned, which was the way that you don't need a migul. But however you hold. To answer the Rashi, the point again is that there are two ways to learn, and that the two ways to learn are consistent through the sukkah. Now, we have one major inyan to discuss. We're going to discuss this Sunday. It's the inyan of Palgina Dibura and Palgina Nemanis. It's the Taisis Dibura Masla Ein Adam Meis Matar Rosh. Pagina Dibura, Taisus introduces us to. There's a concept of Pagina Nemanis, which Rabbi Akiva Eger, you won't find any Gemara that says it in the context we're going to discuss it. There's a concept of Pagina Nemanis. Those of you who learned Makis last year, here, when we got to that Zayin Amid Aleph, we discussed Pagina Nemanis. I would strongly suggest you refer back to your notes on Pagina Nemanis in preparation for Sunday. For those of you who don't, it's important to understand Rabbi Akiva Eger. The whole concept of Pagina Dibura, Pagina Nemanis is in these two sugyas, our Gemara and there. And a good place to start is from the Stipler. The Stipler's first piece in Daf Yud Ches, I think it's Simin Yud Zayin. talks about Plagina Nemanis. It's important that you try to understand the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger goes on the Gemara in Yevamis, and I don't think you'll get it the first time you read through Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Look at it, you know, more than once and try to understand, because that's sort of a hakdama to understanding what we're going to discuss Sunday. So, okay, so please be